Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Dying with Jesus, by death reckoned mine. Living with Jesus, a new life divine. Looking to Jesus, till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Never a trial that he is not there. Never
we Abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Ooh, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Special mercy for each hour. Ooh, all my cares he fain would take and cheer me, cheer me. He is the comforter and power, the protection of his child and treasure. He's a charge that on himself he lay. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made.
The pledge he made. Help me then in every situation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a father's hand. One by one the days, the moments fleeting, fleeting.
story's been told. It's a story that lives and it never grows old. How a king left his throne, his robe and his crown, and from heaven to earth came down. He was hated of men, those who he came to save.
Journey that I've been blessed.
I have no regrets. He's so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
All that I need, I find at His feet. When I'm hungry, He feeds me with manna so sweet. When my soul is weary, He gives peace and rest. All I can say is I'm blessed.
Now I've had my share of sunshine and rain, days filled with laughter, nights filled with pain, but with every mile
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Surrounded by AK-47s. 1 Samuel 1, 27 and 28 reads, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshipped the Lord there. Our family was going back to the Congo after a furlough in the United States. After we arrived in Nairobi, Kathy and the kids travelled home to Lubumbashi. Meanwhile, I flew to South Africa, where I bought a Peugeot 504 and loaded it up full of supplies to take home. It was a Thursday, and I wanted to drive all the way across Botswana that day and take the ferry across the river into Zambia that night. It was about 600 miles, that's 1,000 kilometres, of extremely rough road. On Friday, I planned to drive the rest of the way home. It was normally a 4-day trip, but I thought I could make it in 2 days. I drove as fast as I could. I even broke a shock on my new car because the road was so rough. I thought the ferry closed at 6, but when I arrived, I discovered that it had closed at 5. "You'll have to stay somewhere around here," they told me. So I found a village nearby and asked the chief, "Can I sleep here?" "Oh, sure, you can sleep here," he said. That evening, I talked to many of the people in the village and prayed with them. I listened to some sermon tapes. Finally, I got back in my car, laid the seat down, and went fast asleep. Probably an hour or an hour and a half later, a noise awakened me. I looked around and saw soldiers standing around my car. I got outside. There were 20-plus soldiers surrounding my car, all holding AK-47s pointed at me. "Who are you?" they demanded. I told them that I was an American missionary. I just came back from the United States, and I'm taking the car back to where I live in the Congo. I just couldn't get across the ferry last night. The soldiers weren't satisfied and kept questioning me. Because the war for Rhodesian independence was going on at the time, as a white person, I was suspect. One of them asked, "Are you from South Africa?" "No, I'm an American. I'll show you my passport. Let me get it." I turned to get my passport, and all of a sudden, the captain screamed, "Don't move!" All the AK-47s clicked, and the soldiers all put bullets in their chambers and cocked them. I thought I was dead. I froze. He repeated, "Don't move!" I just stood there motionless. Finally, the captain said, "Okay, gently get your passport." After I handed the passport to him, he said, "Follow us." I followed the soldiers back to the police station, where the captain told me I was free to go. The next day, I drove on, thankful that God had spared my life. Several years went by, our missionary experience had ended, and we were back in the United States. At that time, I would record my sermons on cassette tapes and send them to my parents each week. They always listened to my sermons faithfully. In one of them, I told this story about the AK-47s. At Christmas time, when we were in Oklahoma visiting my parents, Mother said, "Tell me about that story you told in your sermon, the one about the AK-47s and those soldiers around you." So I told her the story again, and she asked, "When was that?" I thought a bit and figured out the exact date. Then Mother told me her story. The same night that the soldiers confronted me. It was a few hours earlier in the US because of the time difference. Mother was asleep in her bed. Suddenly, she woke up with the conviction that something was wrong. She told me I looked out the window, and it was as if I was looking toward Lubumbashi, where you lived. I just could see it. I knew that you were in great danger and were about to be killed. I got on my knees, and for 3 hours I prayed and cried and prayed and cried. Finally, I felt you were all right. Neither one of us knew until several years later what the other was experiencing at that moment. I'm sure I am alive today because of my mother's prayers. A reflection associated with this story comes from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 243. The mother's earnest prayers had committed her child to the care of God, and angels, unseen, hovered above his lowly resting place. Angels directed Pharaoh's daughter thither. Her curiosity was excited by the little basket, and as she looked upon the beautiful child within, she read the story at a glance. The tears of the babe awakened her compassion, and her sympathies went out to the unknown mother who had resorted to this means to preserve the life of her precious little one. She determined that he should be saved. She would adopt him as her own. This story, surrounded by AK-47s, was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
This program has been brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.